Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, I'm Shiomara. 3 days until I marry the love of my life and I'm freaking out, but in the best way possible. Ryan proposed 6 months ago, and we've been planning this wedding ever since. Nothing fancy, just close family and friends at this cute lakeside venue we fell in love with. Everything was perfect until my aunt decided to take over. Are you sure about those centerpieces? They look cheap. That's Aunt Vivian for you. She's been making comments like this since day one. I was folding place cards in my apartment when she dropped by unannounced. Again. They're exactly what I wanted, Aunt Vivian. Simple and elegant. Well, I've already ordered alternatives. You'll thank me later. I took a deep breath. This was classic Aunt Vivian, controlling everything since I was a kid. After my parents died in that car accident when I was 16, she took me in. Don't get me wrong, I'm grateful. But living with her and my cousin Camilla was like walking on eggshells. You didn't need to do that. We've already finalized everything with the planner. I spoke with her this morning. Elena understands my vision better than you do. My phone buzzed. It was my best friend and maid of honor, Tasha. Girl, you won't believe what I just heard. Your cousin is telling everyone she should have been with Ryan instead of you. I wasn't surprised. Camilla had been giving Ryan these looks since they met at our engagement party. She'd even started dressing like me, which was just weird. What are you texting about? Is it wedding related? Let me see. I tucked my phone away. It's private, Aunt Vivian. There are no secrets in this family. Is it about the cake? I told the baker to change the flavor. You what? We picked that flavor together. Ryan loves chocolate hazelnut. Vanilla is more traditional. Ryan's family has expectations, you know. They have money, status. We need to make the right impression. This wasn't about me and Ryan at all. It was about her social climbing. The next day wasn't any better. Camilla showed up at my final dress fitting wearing an identical dress. What do you think? Doesn't it look better on me? She twirled in front of the mirror. Why would you buy the same dress as me? Just a backup, in case something happens to yours. The night before the wedding, I was staying at the hotel where we'd have the reception. My nerves were shot. Aunt Vivian knocked on my door around 9 p.m. You look terrible. Can't have bags under your eyes tomorrow. She handed me a steaming mug. Special calming tea, family recipe. It smelled strange, but I was desperate for sleep. Thanks, I guess. Drink it all. Trust me, it works quickly. I drained the cup while she watched. It tasted bitter, but I was too tired to care. 20 minutes later, the room started spinning. I don't feel right. Something's wrong. Shh, just lay down. Everything will be fine. My vision blurred as I collapsed onto the bed. The last thing I saw was Aunt Vivian smiling down at me, phone in hand. Camilla, it's done. Bring the dress. Then blackness. My head pounded as I blinked awake in total darkness. The floor beneath me was hard and cold. I tried to stand but smacked my head on something metal. Shelves? Fumbling around, I felt cleaning supplies, stacked linens, and a door handle. Locked. Hello? Anyone there? My voice came out as a rasp. Panic set in as I remembered Aunt Vivian's creepy smile before I passed out. My purse was still slung across my body. Thank God. I pulled out my phone. 8:42 a.m. My wedding was at 11 o'clock. I called Tasha immediately. Where are you? Everyone's looking for you. I'm locked in some kind of closet. Aunt Vivian drugged me last night. What the actual hell? Are you serious? Dead serious. She brought me tea, and next thing I knew, I woke up here. That psycho. I knew something was off when Camilla showed up in a wedding dress claiming you'd asked her to be your stand-in because you were too nervous. My stomach dropped. She's wearing my dress? Not exactly. It's like an exact copy. And Aunt Vivian is telling everyone you had a nervous breakdown. I heard footsteps outside the door. Someone's coming. I'm at the venue. Find me. I ended the call and pounded on the door. Hey, I'm in here. The lock clicked and the door swung open. It was Elena, our wedding planner, looking confused. Shiomara? What are you doing in the supply closet? Elena, thank God. Aunt Vivian drugged me and locked me in here. She's trying to replace me with Camilla at my own wedding. Elena's eyes widened. I knew something was off. That woman kept changing your plans, and this morning she handed me an envelope of cash to forget you ever hired me. Did you take it? Of course not. I've been in this business 15 years. I know a crazy mother of the bride when I see one, but this is next level. Elena helped me to my feet. We snuck through the back hallways of the venue until we reached a window overlooking the ceremony space. There was Camilla, twirling in a dress identical to mine while Aunt Vivian directed the photographer. Make sure you get her good side. Ryan's family will want these for their country club's newsletter. I felt sick. Country club newsletter? Oh, you didn't know? Elena whispered. Your aunt's been bragging to vendors about how this marriage will get her access to the Williams family fortune. Kept saying how her daughter would finally be set for life. Just then, Tasha appeared behind us, out of breath. Found you, girl! This is some Lifetime movie craziness! We need to stop them, I said. Wait, Tasha grabbed my arm. We should get proof first. If we confront them now, Aunt Vivian will just spin it as you being unstable. Elena nodded. She's already told everyone you're having a breakdown. Even told Ryan you might not show up. What does Ryan think about all this? He looks confused, Tasha said. Camilla's all over him, but he keeps asking where you are. I squared my shoulders. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Elena, is there security footage from last night? The lobby cameras would have caught her bringing you that tea? Perfect. Tasha, I need you to get that teacup from my room, and I need to talk to Ryan's brother. He never liked Aunt Vivian. Tasha grinned. Marcus? He's already suspicious. Told me he thought Camilla was acting weird. I took a deep breath. Let's gather everything we can. These two are going down before they ruin the most important day of my life. We huddled in Elena's office, reviewing our evidence. Marcus paced back and forth, fuming. I always knew something was off about those two. The way your aunt kept pushing Camilla at my brother was creepy. Check these texts, I said, showing my phone. Aunt Vivian has been asking about Ryan's family money since our third date. Tasha whistled. She's not even subtle about being a gold digger. Elena turned her laptop toward us. Got the security footage, look! The video clearly showed Aunt Vivian slipping something into my tea, then later dragging my half-conscious body through a service corridor with Camilla's help. That's assault, Marcus said, reaching for his phone. I'm calling the cops. Not yet, I stopped him. She's already telling everyone I'm having a breakdown. We need to be careful. She told Ryan's parents you checked into a clinic this morning, Tasha added. Said the pressure was too much for your fragile mind. The door opened and Camilla entered, freezing when she saw me. Shiomara, you're supposed to be... locked in a closet? I stepped toward her. How could you do this to me? Her eyes filled with tears. Mom said you changed your mind but didn't want to disappoint Ryan. And you believed that? Marcus scoffed. Camilla looked down. Not really. Mom's been planning this since you got engaged. She said the Williams family could solve our financial problems. What financial problems? Mom gambled away your parents' insurance money, the money for your college. She's been in debt for years. My stomach dropped. She stole my inheritance? That's why she's always controlled your finances, Camilla continued. This isn't the first time either. Remember Cousin Anita's canceled wedding and Uncle Robert's business falling apart? She ruins lives for money, I whispered. Camilla wiped her eyes. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have gone along with it. The door burst open again. Aunt Vivian entered, her face tightening when she saw me. There you are. Everyone's been worried sick. Your medication, dear. You know you shouldn't skip doses. Cut the act, Marcus stepped forward. We have footage of you drugging her. Her smile remained fixed, Xiomara has always had delusions when she's unwell. You're all enabling her. The only delusional one is you, Elena said, turning the laptop. It's all on video. Nobody will believe you over me. I've told everyone about her instability. Instability you invented, I shot back. The rehearsal dinner starts in 20 minutes, Tasha reminded us. Everyone will be there. Ryan, his family, all the guests. I looked at my team, then at Camilla, who nodded slowly. Perfect, I said. That's exactly when we'll show everyone who you really are, Aunt Vivian. The rehearsal dinner was in full swing when our group entered. Ryan jumped up from his seat, looking confused as he spotted me. Xiomara, but I thought... His eyes darted between me and Camilla, who was still wearing a wedding dress identical to mine. Aunt Vivian rushed over, positioning herself between us. Oh dear, you escaped from the clinic. Don't worry, everyone, I'll handle this. There is no clinic, I announced loudly. The room went silent. Aunt Vivian drugged me last night and locked me in a storage closet so Camilla could take my place. Gasps rippled through the crowd. Ryan's mother clutched her pearls. What nonsense is this? Marcus stepped forward with the laptop. We have proof. Security footage shows Aunt Vivian drugging Xiomara's tea and dragging her unconscious body through the venue. He turned the laptop toward the guests, who crowded around to see. This is ridiculous! That could be anyone on that footage! Aunt Vivian's voice had taken on a desperate edge. Xiomara has always been unstable, making up stories. It wasn't just the footage, Tasha interrupted, holding up a small vial. We had the residue in the teacup tested. The lab found traces of rohypnol. Ryan pushed past Aunt Vivian to reach me. Are you okay? I can't believe this happened. Don't listen to her lies. Aunt Vivian grabbed his arm. Think about your family, your position. Camilla would be much better suited. Better suited to access his trust fund, you mean? I pulled out my phone. We found your texts about the Williams family fortune. Ryan's father stood up, his face red with anger. You've been after our money this whole time? And it's not the first time, Elena added. Tell them about Cousin Anita's wedding, Camilla. All eyes turned to Camilla, who looked like she might faint in my stolen dress design. Mom, she whispered, then straightened her shoulders. I can't do this anymore. She drugged Xiomara. She's been planning this for months. Sabotaging the wedding, spreading lies, all to get me married into the Williams family for their money. Two police officers entered the room, led by the venue's security guard. That's her, he pointed at Aunt Vivian, the woman from the security footage. This is a mistake, Aunt Vivian tried to back away. You can't believe any of this. I was only trying to help. Vivian Edwards, you're under arrest for assault and unlawful imprisonment, the first officer said, pulling out handcuffs. As they led her away, she screamed back at me. After everything I've done for you, I took you in, I raised you, and stole my inheritance, I added. Yeah, Camilla told me everything. The room erupted into chaos after she was gone. Ryan pulled me into a tight embrace. I'm so sorry I didn't know something was wrong. She kept saying you needed space. It's not your fault, I whispered. But our wedding... Elena stepped up. We can still make this happen. The venue is booked through tomorrow. I can rearrange everything. The next day, Ryan and I finally got married. No drama, no Aunt Vivian, just us surrounded by people who truly cared about us. 6 months later, Aunt Vivian pleaded guilty to avoid a longer sentence. Her real estate business collapsed after her clients learned what she'd done. Camilla moved out of state for college, finally free from her mother's control. As for Ryan and me, we bought our own place, one that Aunt Vivian never got the keys to. Sometimes I still check the security cameras out of habit, but mostly we're just focused on building the life we deserve, the life she tried to steal. What would you have done if you discovered a family member stole your inheritance and tried to replace you at your own wedding? Would you have pressed charges like Xiomara did, or handled it differently? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. If you enjoyed this dramatic revenge tale, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe for more stories like this one. Turn on notifications so you don't miss our next upload.